Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ugh, it is so hot out there.
How hot is it?
I don't know, like around 98, 99.
I don't get it.
Crossed over.
I don't get it either. Really, actually, don't get it.
I'll be rich as a rock fellow. Gold dust at my feet.
This is my Leon Redbone impression. You know, I wonder how long you could do a show. Keep an audience listening if you did it this way.
About 2 minutes.
I think they're already all gone.
Well, I think they are too. So why don't we just go on home? Right. We don't have any listeners left now, do we? No, we don't.
Yeah, I'm going to go. So, when I am kicked out of here, which should be soon, I'm going to go to another town and do a show in just a goofy, stupid voice like that. Do the whole show like that.
Well, hello, everybody. Good to be with you. My name is...
And just make up a name.
Yeah.
And I do the whole show that way. And people go, how come you talk that way? I go, well, that's just the way I talk. I'm sorry you don't like it. Now take the next call. Next caller, please.
Hi, gang.
How you doing today?
I've heard some people with some interesting voices do radio shows.
Yeah. Well, haven't we all?
Yeah.
Hi, gang. My name's Carney Johnson.
Well, that's a stupid voice.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever do a show with a voice like that.
No.
Where they go,
so.
Hi, gang. Yeah. No, nobody talks like that.
No.
Oh, wait, John Carney.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're thrilled to death that you're here. I'm mad because we were off for too many days. It puts me in a bad mood.
It throws my timing off.
It does. Thank you, Tina. It throws our timing off. I'll come around. I'll be okay. I would like to start by saying something I've said many times before, and some of you may or may not care to hear it, but I'll say it anyway. Paul Harris was on today. And every time I listen to Paul Harris, I realize he's three times the broadcaster that I'll ever be. And I mean that. There are so many people on the radio who have no business being on the radio, probably including me, yet here's a guy, and for all the things that one day soon I will thank this place for, the one thing I will never get over or understand is their complete inability to find a way to put this guy back on the air here. He was here before. They were dumb enough to let him go. And they're not smart enough to get him back or don't know how to go about it. And this is not about whether you like Paul Harris or not or everything that he says, because there's nobody on the air who everything they say is liked by everybody. I pick apart anybody on the air from time to time. The point is, the guy is... maybe about as good as anybody I have ever heard on talk radio.
And it seems effortless to him. Like,
you know why? Because it is effortless.
Yeah.
Because he's studies,
a pro, right.
He works, he knows what he's talking about. And forget political leanings. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just the fact that sometimes you turn on the radio and you hear somebody you've never heard before. You know, it's like a song that you hear and you go, man, I love that song. And you've never heard it. Some songs you
warm up.
You acquire
grow
a taste
to love,
for.
Right.
Well, when you're a teenager and you're in the car, and there'll be so, and you'll go, oh, after you hear it a few times, it just gets in your system. And sometimes radio people are that way. It's an acquired taste. You have to learn to like them. You have to listen and figure out what it is you do and don't like. And then you get a guy like Paul Harris, or even I would put Steve Cochran in that category too. The first 3 minutes that I ever heard both of those guys, my reaction was, these are real broadcasters. They are comfortable behind a microphone. They belong behind a microphone. And Paul Harris belongs behind one at least 5 days a week. And I listen to him, and it's and I'm thrilled to hear him, and at the same time, I'm frustrated and disgusted at the fact that he's not on the air all the time. We seem to be able to go through everybody else and their brothers before we finally get around to bringing him back on the air. That has to happen sooner better than later. Burke segment. Do we have any?
I have some things.
You have some things, all right. You have some nice things. Here with her nice things, Tina Dalpiez.
Okie dokie. I saw a couple of movies over the weekend. I saw Bernie. Remember the one with Jack Black? Black?
Yeah. Right.
I saw it at the Tivoli, and it was the first time I've seen a movie in their big theater. Seems like every time I go there, I get that little...
Oh, the smaller one. Yeah, it's nice.
It is pretty nice. You sit down, it's almost like sitting on the floor. But it was very good. I would give it like a 3.
Okay.
And I saw Men in Black 3.
And would you give Men in Black 3 a 3 or Men in Black 3 of more than 3 or less?
I think 2 3/4.
Oh.
But yeah. I really liked the ending.
Did you see the other?
I thought it was really good. I thought about it like for a couple of days, the ending. It's like,
really?
Oh, that was really
good. I don't think I've ever seen a movie in my life that I thought about the ending of it for a couple of days.
Oh.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I know.
Well, don't give it
away.
I
would almost give it a 3 for that, but, you know, there was this goofy stuff in the middle, but...
Did you see the other two?
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing?
Yeah, okay. I did. I was driving down the road, and there was a gas station, and...
That is a good story.
Yeah. Thank you. And there was two signs, and there was the gas was priced differently on both signs.
At the same station?
Yeah, it was like a dime different.
Somebody made a mistake.
Yeah.
We had friends in this weekend from Illinois, and you know what this guy tells me? He bought gas in Illinois, $2.45 a gallon. He says, what's going on over here in Missouri?
$2.45.
What?
I'm almost positive that's what he said. I thought he said $2.
Oh, my
he's older.
Goodness. Well, yeah.
He's older.
Wow.
If he's listening, he's a senior citizen.
Yeah, we've pretty much leveled off with them.
Maybe it was $3.45.
But it did just jump again this morning. But, you know, I remember sitting at Costco one time. And
by the way, I'm older too. Maybe I just didn't hear him.
Probably
maybe
did say,
yeah. Probably did say $3.45.
So I remember sitting in line, and the price was there on the sign, but then when I got up to the pump, they changed it, and they raised it.
Well, while you were gassing up?
While I was waiting in line.
Wow, that's illegal. You should sue them. Well, they can't change the price while you're pumping.
When do they actually do it? I
guess
the if
night.
They go out and change the price, do they walk right back and
first of all, they couldn't change it so drastically that you would stop pumping gas right there and go to another station.
No, but I wasn't pumping yet. I hadn't made it to the pump. I was waiting in line because there's always a line.
Okay, how much did they raise it while you were in line?
10, 15 cents a gallon.
Oh, that's a pretty big jump.
That is a pretty big jump.
Yeah.
But how much gas did you need? 10 gallons?
Maybe.
That's it. That's a dollar.
I know.
You're not
going to
stop and go across the street for a dollar. But see, that's what people...
When do they decide, you know, is somebody sitting there waiting? Do they
this is a question that's been asked for ages. Nobody has ever had the answer to this.
Well,
they should raise the sign
an
and leave it raised for a little while, like, say, 20 minutes at least.
Because a Costco has a downtime where they're, you know, it's not a 24-hour gas station, right?
Right. Yeah, they
shouldn't be able to change it during the course of
the day.
Well,
but I think they do. I've seen guys up on ladders when they had the manual number changing them during the day.
I've seen them changing all kinds of places.
You know, a lot of them are electronic, so they do it from a keyboard in the station. If I own the station, I'd wait till like the biggest, most gas-guzzling vehicle, a big Hummer or something pulled in there, or a great big Suburban or something, and then as soon as the guy hit the pump handle...
5 cents more.
Yeah, 20 cents more gallon.
I guess those billboards are all some kind of computer-controlled, right?
Well, they're controlled by the guy in the station. It's just a keyboard.
The big billboards on the side of the highway, they change those numbers. They can't have somebody climb up there.
What? You mean electronic billboards? No, they're changed remotely.
By a computer.
It's all done remotely by a
Fred
keyboard.
Can explain it. He works at a gas station.
Oh, well, okay. Let's see if he actually can or if he just says he can. Hello, Fred.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Good. How are you?
Good. Real good there. I don't work at the station anymore, but I did. But here's what we were always told. We had to change the price out on the sign first. And then the pumps, when it was going up. When it was going down, we changed the pumps at the gas pump first, and then the sign. So it was always in the customer's benefit.
Well, that sounds good.
You know, that's just the way they do it.
That's so good to know.
When you see them out working on the sign, you know it's if it's going up, you know, get in there right quick before they change the pumps.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Fred.
All righty. Bye-bye.
I think he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Steve, then we'll finish the Burke segment. Okay. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
Hey, you know how, like, your Walgreens or wherever, you know, you told, ask your doctor or pharmacist,
yes,
to pick up something, and you say, is this good for this ailment?
Ask your doctor about Provigil.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so you're like our local humorist, so I'm asking you, is this really funny?
Yeah.
Okay, now now Sandwich Shop is running this setup, and I've seen this a number of times in movies. Okay, the setup is pretty much always the same. Young, innocent-looking white guy, he's being led into jail, you know, police are bringing him in, and the cells are full of hardened criminals.
Right.
Now, we're left to our imagination that, and it doesn't take much, but we're left that, you know, the next step is he's going to be raped,
right,
by these hardened criminals. Right. Now, is that really funny? Rape is probably, it's, I have to imagine it's very violent against women, but it has to be three times as violent men on men.
Yeah, it depends on the situation and how it's presented. You know, when you get a geeky, nerdy, accountant-looking guy thrown in a cell and he looks around and hears a Bubba and Gonzo and Brutus, yeah, that's funny, but the reason it's funny is we know it's not real.
Well, yeah.
It's like drunk jokes are funny, but a drunk behind the wheel is not really funny, and alcoholism is not funny, but there are a lot of very funny drunk jokes.
Well, but yeah, but that setup's generally the same. Innocent-looking white guy, and a lot of times it's going to be the faces are going to be panned slowly. It's going,
right,
to be a lot of minorities, and we're led to believe that he's going to be punished for white's past transgressions. And then you're like, oh, now I get it. That's hilarious. He's punished for what whites have done in the past. I get it.
Now, see, I didn't read that into it.
Yeah, anymore. I don't know. That's a pretty big leap to take, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
there. But who's running this commercial? Who is it?
It's Jimmy John's. It's called Fresh Meat.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Fresh
Meat.
And
he orders the Jimmy John's, and the guy gets there real quick, and then he distributes.
Now, I will say this. I could imagine Jimmy John's gets some backlash from the black community going, hey,
sure,
how come you got a white guy going in there, and he's afraid of the bad guys, and all the bad guys are black guys?
What's the deal?
So they may get they may end up pulling that once they get enough.
But it's not all black guys in there. There's a big white guy with tattoos.
They usually have a biker.
Yeah,
Asian-looking guy.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of different
guys. Right, but I mean, generally you'd have to think is certain things just really... There's really nothing funny there. The guy's going to get raped and sodomized.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
It's a commercial. It's not real. That's why it's funny. It's not real. It's not going to happen. I have a cannibal joke today because of a story in the news about a guy the police had to kill because he was eating another guy's face. That's not funny. But the cannibal joke is funny.
Well,
I'm going to tell.
I respected you for once. You cut a guy off because he started in on a raping a nun joke.
No, that's a whole different deal.
Certain thing.
You know what?
Sick,
you got to kind of just sit here and go yes, no, and you got to make a call. And sometimes I make it wrong, but when I even have to wonder about it, then I'll just go the safe way and go, no, we're not doing that.
Sure, because some things just you have to look at the person and say, nah, you're probably just kind of sick. You know, you're probably really not funny. You want to be insulting, but you want to play it off as a joke, right? I mean, haven't you ever had somebody that they act like they were cracking a joke against you, but it was just a massive insult on you? You know, and you're taking it too hard, is what they say.
Oh, sure, right. Absolutely, I've had that.
No, you're insulting. You're not funny. You're just insulting, is what you are. You know, and you have to tell the person at the time, that's not funny.
Yeah.
You're just trying to insult my religion or something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But okay, all right, we beat it to death. But there it is.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, see you.
I think in an indirect way, he was trying to tell me I was insulting.
Yeah,
I
think so.
I think so, and that's okay if he finds me insulting. That's I'm okay with that. You can't please them all. More Burke segment. Do we have any more?
I thought of Dan this morning because there was a bird in my garage.
Oh.
And it wouldn't leave. I picked up the broom and I started banging on stuff, you know, like, come on, move. And then he'd fly over there and he's like, you could see him breathing like he was freaking
he's
out
hurt
and panicked.
Or something.
And yeah. Well, no, he wasn't. He was just stupid. How can a bird not fly right under the garage door? He kept flying above it.
Well, it is interesting that I've had a bird in the garage, and the garage door's completely open. And right. It's like they can't see the open side.
I even threw popcorn on the driveway thinking he would see.
There are four walls here. Well, look at one of them is gone because the door is open and they keep slamming into the side.
Yeah,
I'm going to go,
hey,
hey,
well, look at that. There's a reason there's a term bird brain. They don't have a, you know, their skull isn't very
they
big.
Can't
they don't
tell
have
a big bright light coming
maybe
in?
Maybe not.
But.
Scared the hell
if
out
anything
of me.
Should know what the outside looks like, it's a bird.
Yeah.
They live outside.
You'd think so.
But I've had a bird in the garage. They keep flopping against the ceiling. And I know what you're talking about. And I go, hey, garage door's open.
And I kept trying to open and close, open and close. I must have done that 20 times with the door, trying to open, thinking he would eventually figure out.
Hey, that door's open. I think I'll go
so
out.
I don't know if he's still there or not. I finally just left. I guess he'll just burn up.
No, you know where he is? He's probably in your house now.
No, he's not.
And he's under your bed cover.
No, because I peeked out the door
and he's got rabies.
And got in my car.
And it's a bat, not a bird, and he's going to bite you tonight in your sleep.
Would they finally just kind of die from the heat in there?
I think so.
I guess. Now you got a dead bird rotting in your
room. I know.
Nice.
This is not going to work out well for you no matter which way it goes. He's either in your house, under the covers, and it's a bat that's got rabies, or he's dead and you can't find him. He just stinks the place up.
And I bought a watermelon because we talked about it so much.
And how'd it go? Was it good?
It was okay.
That's
it was
not kinda, good.
No, it
Okay's
was kind of stringy.
Good.
But it was the thumpiest one.
Mm-hmm.
It had a big yellow spot
not
on the
thump,
bottom.
Knock. You're supposed to knock, not
yeah.
thump.
Yeah. It was a
hollow.
It was the loudest, and it was really, really heavy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went over to Eckert's in Belleville yesterday, and I asked the produce manager. I go, because I want to find out about these black diamonds. I want to try one
And
of
by
these.
The way, congratulations to Eckert's on something nobody else has achieved that I know of. Getting more free publicity and mentions from spring till fall than any business I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, like the peach picking, strawberry picking?
You just did it.
Oh, yeah.
I opened the paper and go, Eckert's looks like it's going to have a grand. I'm thinking, holy cow, all this
they don't
free
need to
publicity.
Right.
Yeah, they don't need to advertise.
Boy, that place over in Belleville is amazing, too. I mean, as long as
another free commercial.
Is that where you pick the apples and stuff?
You can do yeah, it's their peach season right now. But I asked the produce manager about black diamonds. I go, do you guys have black diamond watermelons? You know, the real sweet ones. And he goes, we do, but not in, it's in their season. And their season is in July.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna keep in contact with this guy.
You know the reason I never mentioned that place? Because they spend advertising money. But I don't think they spend it here.
I've never heard a commercial.
I don't think.
So, but didn't a caller say, Soulard Market had them also?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, but it's probably not until July.
Yes, I think that's what he said this season.
Well, I've decided there's nothing you can't find on the internet. I bet if you Google where do you get black diamond watermelons in the St. Louis area, it'll come up. And when and what time of year and all of that.
That's it for me.
Let's go find out what kind of weekend John Londoff had. Hello, John.
Frank.
John.
Unbelievable weekend.
What does that mean?
We had a great weekend. Went to Indy. First time I've been there in about 5 years.
Whoa.
Oh, to watch the race?
Whoa.
First time Mimi's ever been, and she admitted yesterday, she goes, you know, I was reluctant. I have to tell you, I didn't really want to go. I mean, and then once you got there, just the excitement of the whole event, and then you're down on the track. We were able to get pit passes. Look, you're right there.
Oh,
talking
wow.
about.
Not everybody can get
no.
There.
Not everybody can get pit pass.
That makes it
no,
a little bit more exciting.
Not everybody, but there was like 20,000 people down on the pit in the front straight. I mean, we were on the track literally 30 minutes before they started the cars up. You know, with the race teams, and I mean, if you've never been,
I've never been.
God, Frank, you would deny.
You know what about it? I don't like one intense heat with humidity, noise, and a lot of people. I'm not a big fan of a lot
of
people. I don't like a big crowd of people. I don't like a lot of noise. And sometimes you get lucky on the weather and sometimes you don't, so I could deal with that. But I've seen it on TV. I have seen lots of videos of the campers who for 2, 3, 4 days before the race outside the race. I look at that and I go, there's 5 hours to get out of there if you're parked in there,
mm-hmm.
to get out of that mess. That's what I look at. But I'm sure it's a spectacle, and I'm sure more than the race itself, it's just everything else that goes with it.
The pageantry. Yeah. It's almost like the Kentucky Derby. It's
exactly.
Exactly. I mean, you've got, and just the meaning of the Memorial Day weekend, and you know, the tribute to our military. I mean, it's structured. There are thousands.
Now, I'm guessing you were in some sort of air-conditioned suite or something.
You know, I've gone to the race many, many times, and this is only the third time I've ever had a suite pass, and I'm glad.
Oh, this is only the third time that you've had a suite. Man, I didn't realize. I'm sorry. That's sad.
Well, you know,
suite. Yeah, that's, you know, right. A suite, Lauren.
With this suite, we were able to, you know, we had a rooftop, and we spent the first probably 40-plus laps outside. Then it was like, okay, it's hot, and we're hungry. So then we came out and watched the last probably 40, 50 laps.
That's the way to do it.
All right, and now Dan Strauss will give you his, using only sound effects, natural sound effects from his mouth, the sound of a car coming around the track. Go ahead, Dan. Unbelievable.
All right,
thought you were back there, didn't you?
Oh, wait, John had it. Right? Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, then that was good.
Okay.
Okay, uh-oh. But are y'all sitting down?
Yeah, we're sitting down.
That's what they sound like.
And then that's the Indy car.
A little higher.
Yeah, the Indy car.
Dan's was NASCAR.
The Indy cars, yeah.
Dan's was NASCAR.
Yeah, Dan's was a NASCAR, you know, stock. Those are the turbocharged Indy cars, which they're like spaceships. Yeah. I mean, they really are.
I'd like now a two-man performance. I would like to hear the sound of an Indy car passing a NASCAR. So Dan will start, and then, John, you'll pass him up. Go ahead, Dan. Wow, it's like I was there.
Wow.
Man. Like they put them both on the same track.
Look at all this talent.
That was awesome. Could you feel the wind?
Yeah. I could. I've got exhaust dust on my arm almost.
The smell
carbon.
Of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, more interesting to me than the race is the precision that the teams work with. It's unbelievable how coordinated, organized, precise, methodical. I mean, it's just it's an exact science.
How fast do those guys get out of the pit, John?
They're limited on their speed coming into the pits, but then once they clear the pits, and then there's a quarter of a mile loop that then gets them up to speed before they're actually then entered onto the you know, 2.5 mile oval.
But just where they're in the pit,
just as when they get off. They have to get off early and slow down, but I think they can only come into the pits at about 70, maybe 60 miles an hour, which is like they're standing still.
Yeah.
Okay? Even on a caution lap, they're going about 95 to 97 miles an hour, but you know, compared to 235 and 240, it's like they're crawling.
Were you talking about how long are they actually in the pit?
Yeah, like the pit crew when they change tires and get fuel. What's the
a great pit stop is 15, 16 seconds.
Wow.
And they change four tires and put fuel in.
Four tires, and that's just four tires. Four tires and fuel is probably going to be, you know, 17, 18.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
But the lug nuts are already in place on the wheel. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And they
have
just
it all
set. They just
thank you. Another good impression.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean,
that's good.
You know what? America's Got Talent, right?
Yeah, that's right. We don't need that show.
Wow. Yeah, we need that show. We got it right here.
That's,
you know,
right.
AM and the PM. We're all over it.
Now
so the one guy came into the pit, and God, and I'm looking, and I gave all my stuff away that had all the drivers and the newspapers and all this. I'll remember it tomorrow. But one of the drivers came in, and he was sixth, seventh place, and he hit two of his crew members.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if they were in way, but you know, and I mean, one guy lifted up off his feet, and then he lands on, you know, the top of the car in the front fin, and then they sent him back out, and it wasn't, I think, a few laps after that that he caused an accident, because that front fin should have probably been examined before he went back out there at 235 miles an hour. It's just an unbelievable place. And Indianapolis, what a great town. It's fun, a lot of great restaurants and bars, and people couldn't be nicer. So all in all, I mean, we had a great weekend. And Mimi admitted, she goes, I was skeptical. I really didn't want to go. And she goes, I had a ball. She goes, I can't wait to go next year. I'm like, you're in. You're in, kiddo. So now adorable Mimi Longenough is a race fan.
Wow.
She's probably listening right now going, shut up and quit talking about me. But, you know, we were closed yesterday in honor of our veterans, in honor of, you know, the heroes that make us free, that keep us safe, have kept us safe forever. And so thanks to all the veterans. I got to see a lot of them at the race. And
who's the big Chevy dealer in Indianapolis?
There's a I'm in a group of dealers from all across the country, and we call it a 20 group. And my friends Courtney and Monica, their maiden name was Cox. Dave Cox's daughter's Hare Chevrolet in Noblesville. So
Hare,
it's,
Hare Cox, Hare Cox, Hare no, no, Cox, no, Hare Chevrolet.
David Cox.
Wow.
It's Hare Chevrolet.
When you buy a car,
like hyphened. Like
hang on here. Hold on. What's the name of the dealership?
Hare, I think he said, right?
Hare?
Like
H-A-I-R? H-A-R-E.
That's just like H-A-I-R, Hare.
Like rabbit.
Like rabbit.
Cox Hare Chevrolet. I like that.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good name.
Okay, well, can we talk about me?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Let me talk about, you know, Johnny Longenough Chevrolet here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri, and it is a beautiful town, and we do have to, you know, just talk about something. Not only an unbelievable guy, Florissant police officer, Mike Vernon, Johnny Longenough Chevrolet repeat customer, but you know, customer or not, this is a great man, great guy. Just got married, actually showed Lisa McAllister his engagement ring before he showed it to his wife.
Wing, his engagement ring.
Wow. Ring, I don't...
No, you said, no, you said engagement wing.
Yeah.
It's not we're talking about a guy that was shot.
He had a whole wing of the house on just for an engagement? That's amazing.
Oh, my Lord. I'm not in any part of this town.
Carry on with the wing. No, seriously, carry on. Is he still on?
Of course he's still there. No, of course.
No, that's Mike Evans. He wouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Why?
Why?
Seriously, he's going to be okay, right? He made it. I mean,
no, he's paralyzed.
Come on.
No, he's paralyzed. A bullet just, you know, ridiculously, you know, I think his arm under his armpit. And then severed his spinal cord. So no, he's
is it permanent? Do they know?
I don't know. I mean, Lord willing, with some great miracles, there'll be.
Did they get the scum that shot him?
Yeah, he's in custody.
They have a person of interest.
Yeah,
that's
love
their
that.
New thing now.
I think they've gone further than that.
Why don't they scum of
this
interest?
Guy,
let's create
guy,
a new term: yeah. Scum of interest.
This absolute jerk, and I got to be politically correct. Just a. Animal was already arrested once for burglary and armed robbery, and I think in Clayton, and a 7-year sentence, and it was suspended. So, you know, I mean, you know, yes, majority of the people out in this world are some great people, but you know what? It's getting carried away. You know, these men and women in law enforcement and fire protection put their lives on the line for us every day. And
I did not know
how you and I are on gun control.
I know, and I did not know about the paralysis. That's the first I've heard of this. I had heard that it was touch and go, and then that it looked like he stabilized. I never knew about the paralysis.
Yeah.
So I did not in any way mean be having fun at the expense of what happened to this guy.
I know you, and I should have been more clear, and probably should have even called you today and said, hey, is it okay? I'm going to talk about Officer Vernon and just what a great person he is. He's going to need a lot of support, a lot of prayer. And we're going to be there for him. I know there's some benefits.
Well, hopefully, it's not permanent paralysis.
Well, you know what? He's got our thoughts and prayers, and our law enforcement in this town. We don't know how lucky we are. We got some great communities, some great law enforcement, but of course, Florissant, and then the manpower that immediately took charge to find this
scum.
You know, don't. But why? Are you that stupid? You have to shoot a police officer? Why shoot anybody? You know, I mean, just times are tough. Yeah, the economy stinks. So let's rob people. I don't get it.
You're never going to get it, and it's never going to change.
I don't get it. But you know, heart is out to him, and we'll, I'm sure, be doing something here at the dealership to help the Vernon family. And, you know, hey, when you see officers, you know, thank them. You know, I don't even let my son, I say, we don't call them cops. They're police officers, and a lot of them are my buddies.
Yeah, and I'm, they're okay with cops. The show is called Cops, and I've asked them about that, and they don't mind. They're fine with it. They call each other cops. So, I mean, I know to some people it's a little, it seems disrespectful, but I don't think most of them take being called cops in any way as disrespectful. It's my favorite TV show.
Is it really?
Cops? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode I didn't love.
The Long Duck Boys like it, too.
Would give us a phone number.
314-837-1800 314-837-1800 24/7 365 at lawnduff.com. We're going to be open here till probably 6:37, 7:30 tonight, and late tomorrow. But we'll be talking to you again tomorrow.
All right, John. Thank you.
All right. See you again. Bye
bye. Yeah. Don't even get me started on. I brought in a great story today. This grandpa, this guy. I think he's 65, and he's riding with his wife and his 9-year-old grandson last Saturday, and this motorcyclist, you see this story?
Mm-hmm.
Comes up to him and starts in, and I guess he says he walked up to the grandfather, the 65-year-old guy's car at a red light, and starts in on him, and I guess he started threatening him, or I don't know, I wasn't there, but I assume... it says the motorcyclist assaulted the driver, so he had to either be coming in the window or the door or something. So here's the good news. Grandpa shoots him in the chest. He had a handgun in the car, and he shot this guy in the chest. The guy's alive. I don't know if that's good or bad news, but there's your lesson, thugs. I mean, the more of us that are able, even older, to defend ourselves, maybe the fewer of you will be inclined to just start taking people on and carjacking them and robbing them and, you know, whatever. Got a great email 2 days ago from a guy. He said his ex-wife was going to her car. And here in the St. Louis area, and as she's getting in her car, some scum had been waiting and watching because he knew she'd been shopping. So she's, you know, I think she'd gone to a jewelry store or something. She's getting into the car. Mm. He grabs her. And she happens right there, handy in her purse, pulls out a gun, puts it into his stomach, presses it in his stomach. He looked down and starts begging for his life. Please don't, like a little girl. And ran like a little girl. Another great story with a happy ending. Been happier if she'd just shot him and dropped him right there, but she didn't do that. I got to get caught up, so let me do this. Let me remind everybody who has $25,000 or more in savings or invested or however you have it, that it might be a good idea to get some advice from Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. We've talked about them for, what, 13 years or so? A long time. And they've acquired a lot of new clients from this show. Good, solid people who have a plan and have been able to sock away some money, whether it's in a 401k plan at work or just independently. But at $25,000 or more, you need to get with somebody who knows, and I'm tired of this expression, how to take it to the next level. But that's exactly what you're talking about here. You could have a million or two. They have all kinds of people who come to them for advice and get regular advice from them. It has to start with you, though. You have to make the call. And the information you need to do that is at their website. If you already have a financial advisor, by the way, second opinion, what can that possibly hurt? Nothing. If you do well, they do well. And they do very, very well. MarkandJason.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, we've got some road work that's going on eastbound 44, two left lanes, and that's after Lewis Road, and you've got a pretty long backup as you're coming in eastbound. Also on westbound 270, they are doing bridge inspection work on the Chain of Rocks Bridge, so you've got a lane down and you're backed up now approaching 203. Westbound 40, not bad if you go through Hampton, McCausland. Starting to get a little bit slow now between 270 and Mason. And southbound 270, it looks like we've got a little heavy traffic now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, and just popped up, we've got some pothole work that's going on westbound 370 at the Earth City Expressway. The second to left lane is blocked. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Goodman. I'd like to welcome to the KTRS family John Carney, weekdays from 9 to midnight on the Big 550 KTRS, beginning this Monday.
Hey, thanks, John Goodman. Join me starting Monday night at 9 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's John Carney, weeknights from 9 till midnight, beginning this Monday on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beer drinkers, baseball fans.
Chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs.
Fishermen, sports fanatics.
Coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
Hi, this is NASCAR driver Mike Wallace. As a competitor in the NASCAR Nationwide Series, in order to win races, you have to make the right decisions, and that takes teamwork. The same is true when you have to select a roofing contractor. My friends at Compton Roofing have the experience to make the right decisions for your home, are aware of the local building codes, understand changes in new Missouri laws, and certainly have the right team to make sure the job is done correctly, efficiently, and properly with some of the best roofing materials in the country. That includes Atlas and Tamco brand products. And that makes you a winner. And with the recent hailstorm, you want the right contractor, because St. Louis has been Compton Roofing's home for 60 years. Call Compton Roofing 314-427-5900 or toll free 800-447-5912. They're members of the Better Business Bureau of St. Louis, the RSCA, and HBA. This is Mike Wallace. When I needed a new roof, I didn't hesitate calling Compton Roofing, and you shouldn't either.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilitieServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know.
It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger-licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Donnie and Maria, I think.
Yes.
Summer days. Oh, summer days.
Let's talk to Julie. What do you say? Hello, Julie.
Hey, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I am very upset about this officer being shot, and my question to Dan was, why is it that if a cop shoots somebody that they know did something, the cop goes on administrative leave?
Absolutely.
Can possibly lose his pay for him and his family. But this piece of crap that's now being arrested, we're paying for him to have three meals a day, which a lot of people don't have, and someplace safe to sleep. I don't get it.
No, there's a lot that I don't get. I don't get 20 years on death row. Now, I do get, if there's even the tiniest doubt, you know, these people that get cleared mm-hmm. through DNA, I feel so bad for those people. But if there's no doubt, multiple witnesses confirmed absolute guilt, even sometimes when the guy goes, yeah, I did it and I'm proud I did it, I don't get waiting 15 years to kill those people.
Appeal, yeah. A different appeal.
Yeah. I don't get that.
But the fact that a police officer gets put on administrative leave, can't do his job, it infuriates me.
I know, but it has to be that way to pacify all those people out there who think that you know, I don't know what they think, that cops, everything a cop does is heavy-handed and wrong, and they reacted too quickly. There are those people.
And their kid would have never
to make
that.
Them happy, yeah. Well, my kid never would have robbed that store. Yeah. There's a mistake here. Somebody framed him. So to pacify those people, they have to do the investigation.
Well, civil rights, my butt. Let them go out and do something, sweat like I'm doing today working in my yard until they come to trial.
Now, are you married?
Yes, I am.
And you do the yard work?
No.
Wow. No?
Yeah. Well, you said you're out doing sweating. Yard work.
No, watering flowers.
Well, still.
Oh.
Even so.
You should just soak yourself down with that hose. That's good.
Are you wearing a T-shirt? Awful. Soak your T-shirt down.
No, that wouldn't be pretty, trust
and then,
me.
And take a picture what? And send it to us on my cell phone.
Are those flowers that you planted, I guess?
Wow.
Yeah, who planted the flowers? Did you plant them?
Yes, I did.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I was probably having a beer right now. Julie, thank you for the call.
Love your show. Thank you.
I love you more. Thank you. Bye-bye. Real quickly, the highest increase in crime, these are the statistics I heard on some network news this morning, are in the city in this country with probably the strictest gun laws, ridiculously strict. Crime, homicides up almost 50% this year, and that is the great city of Chicago, where all the corruption and crime, I think, is in government there. And they don't want citizens in Chicago to have any guns. Well, their homicide rates are... If I were going to kill people or rob people, I'd go to Chicago and do it. Absolutely. Because I know nobody there is going to be armed. So I'm just going to have a heyday in Chicago. What do we have? Can I talk to John real quick? We have time before I take a break?
Quickly?
No. So. That means no. I can tell by the way you looked at me. It means no. Hey, when we come back, though, we do have to talk. We have...
Oh, we didn't do
with the Wood Report. And then we have a couple other things we're going to kick around, and I think you'll want to be a part of it, because one of the things I want to talk about has to do with a big store that is coming to St. Louis that we don't currently have. It's going to be opening here in the next year or two. And I found out an awful lot about this store and about the guy who owns it. It's privately owned, and I found it all out after yesterday visiting one of these stores out of town. I'd never been in one, and St. Louis doesn't have one. So you may find this stuff very, very interesting. Here's what you'll find interesting, too. Hot, 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 record-breaking heat. That's what we just had. Get a little reprieve. It'll be back. People who have windows that need to be replaced are going to have some outrageous utility bills, because that air conditioner has to work even harder because that cold air that's supposed to be staying in is getting out. Replacement window time. You can pay $189 to Window World for a really good replacement window, or you can pay $700, $800, $900 or more for a window that looks prettier. Even the Window World windows are pretty. They're nice-looking windows, but I'm talking about imported bamboo something framing. You know what I'm talking about, that cosmetic stuff. Or just to be able to brag to your other wealthy friends, oh, yes, each one of those windows was $1,100. Well, you know, when you say that, what you're saying is, I don't mind throwing away money. When you say we got all these windows for $189 a piece, and they are solid, they are backed by a lifetime warranty, they have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, they're Window World windows, and we're proud that we were smart enough to get a great window at that kind of price, and proud that we were smart enough not to be taken and fooled by another company that's selling windows for $189 that aren't Window World windows. You go to this website if you want the real deal, the original $189 window guys, windowworld.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, westbound 70, starting to get a little bit busy out around Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And don't forget, on westbound 270, they're doing that inspection work on the Chain of Rocks Bridge, and they've got a lane down. So you've got traffic backed up now approaching Highway 203. And this traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Centrum, with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
What do you do with your favorite ring that doesn't fit, or that broken gold chain? Don Hennifer Jewelers is famous for fixing jewelry in Florissant for over 40 years. Jerry the Jeweler will restore your favorite piece of jewelry and return it looking like new. Mention Jerry the Jeweler and receive 20% off your repair. Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001. Online at donhenniferjewelers.com. Mention Jerry the Jeweler and receive 20% off your repair today at Don Hennifer Jewelers.